It's time once again for Sports Talk. I'm your host, KOSU's Michael Cross, along with sportscaster and journalist Brent Weber, who's joining me over the phone. Now, Brent, we got to say that the Thunder were down 2-0. They looked like they were down. They were out. Serge Ibaka was gone. He wasn't coming back. And then all of a sudden, Game 3 happens. They win. Now, Game 4, 105-92. Quite the spectacular game in front of a home crowd. What was going on that led them to this win tonight?
They believe again. They believe in themselves. We saw this Thunder team throughout the season. We saw the Thunder team in Game 3, frankly, throughout the season. Yes, Serge being back in the lineup in Game 3 really gave them hope. But even when, Reggie Jackson turned his ankle and, was out, and that's when they made their run. And Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant both hit big shots to spark that comeback, but they played with team confidence. Durant took the ball to the paint and tried to draw fouls in that first quarter when they were behind. Russell hit a couple of shots, and they just looked like the team that believed in themselves again, and they didn't make mistakes. Michael, they only turned the ball over 7 times, and I haven't had a chance to look at the stats for the year, but I can just about guarantee you that's one of their lowest for the season.
And Russell Westbrook had 40 points, Durant 31, so 71 points out of the 105. It just shows off how spectacular this duo is when it comes. If they are playing at their best, this team is near unstoppable.
When they're able to attack, and Russell got to the line 14 times, he hit all 14 shots. Kevin got to the line 9, a lot of those early. But let's not forget the other areas where they were, again, playing Thunder basketball. It was a closer game in terms of rebounds, but especially when they were coming back. Some of the stats got a little skewed at the end when, the Thunder were actually well in command of this game in the second half, and we saw Coach Popovich run up the flag pretty early in this game. I thought that was very interesting. Kevin scored 31, and there were times where at halftime, you felt like he could have scored 45. It felt like Russell was going to score 100 at a couple of stretches there, but they were confident. Russell had 10 assists. The Thunder had 22 assists, and those first two games, they were not unselfish. They were not getting assists. They were not moving the ball and driving and kicking and doing the things that they've done. And they held an outstanding offensive basketball team under 40% again from the floor. Serge Ibaka is a big part of that, but so is team defense. Good minutes again from Adams. Really nice minutes from Jeremy Lamb. I have a sneaking suspicion that old momentum has swung back to Oklahoma City, and with only a couple of days, I think that plays in OKC's favor if Reggie Jackson can get healthy quickly. That, without 4 or 5 days for the Spurs to kind of regroup, it plays in the Thunder's favor to get back on the court.
And if Reggie isn't, then we maybe bring in Tabo Cephalo. It should be more of a defensive game, but that could spell some pretty good a pretty good game for them going into San Antonio.
Yeah, I think now everybody else has their confidence. I think they had lost a little confidence, for example, in Tabo, but it's not Tabo's fault they lost those two games. And so I think that they've shown that they can get good quality, useful minutes from all of their guards right now. I mean, Lamb gave them good, useful minutes. Butler gave them some good, useful minutes. Derek Fisher, he's rested. So I think that, yes, I think they're in good shape, and we'll just have to see. I mean, the Spurs, Manu Ginobili had some pretty nice moments early, but then once again, here's this great player that, he didn't have a great game, but Tony Parker played a little better for a while. So it's one of those things where if they're playing that kind of defense, and if the Spurs are shooting 27 three-pointers, that's a good thing. That means you're forcing them to do things that they don't want to do, and that means they're not running, and they're not able to get fast break points, and these things all play really well for Oklahoma City, and the Thunder knows from their very first year that they can win in San Antonio, and so I think that old Mo is firmly in Oklahoma City's court.
And because this game, we know there's going to be a Game 6, which will come back to Oklahoma City Saturday night. How much does Oklahoma City want to win in San Antonio and finish this thing out Saturday night?
You completely hit the nail on the head. Remember the Grizzlies? Remember how they were feeling in the earlier parts? They know this is a team that smells blood in games, and they can smell blood in this series. And if they can come back, and this is the one, they don't want to have to win Game 7 in San Antonio. If you win one in San Antonio, this needs to be it. And then you can close out at home, and it makes that a much more realistic possibility.
Finally, I do want to talk about, there is another series going on. Miami is leading right now Indiana 3-1. Their final game is going to be tonight. Does Indiana have any hope at all of tackling what it looks has been for the past 4 years, as they've always gone to the championship for the past 4 years, an unstoppable team in Miami?
I don't think they're unstoppable when it gets to the West. I mean, I'm on the record with that.
Right,
I think
right.
In the finals, they won't be. But, you know, are they? Have they? You know, Indiana. Some people were saying on a national scale, oh, you know, see, they've righted the ship. There, because they kind of tease us a little bit. They're very talented.
Yes.
I think they're a well-coached team, but Indianapolis is, you know, the Pacers are just not quite Miami's worth. As a Thunder, someone who covers the Thunder, I think it would play in the Thunder's favor if the Pacers can sneak one, another one, and extend this thing, because the Heat rested. Is any team rested? You know, this time of year, rest is good for everybody. And you know, if they can push the Heat another game, can they beat them in that series? No, I don't think they can.
Yeah, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. And we hope to keep this conversation going next week. Brent Weber is a freelance journalist and sportscaster and author of The Sports Guy, Scorecard Scribblings from an Ordinary Journalist. You can find Brent on his website at scorecardscribblings.com.